WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. WIRX.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to it, the Blamby Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey,
it's time for your topic of the day, sponsored by Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, right here in Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. Which fictional character would make the worst roommate?
Just the worst. Just the worst.
Just the worst.
You know what I pick? I'm just trying to think of this one. I'm going to pick Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. For two reasons.
Why?
Two reasons. He's always pissed off, obviously. God, you just never make the guy happy. He's just always waking up in a bad mood. And I would constantly mistake him for weed.
You just, hey, quit trying to smoke me. Ow. Oh, no. Sorry,
Oscar.
You nug.
You look like a nug.
That's so stupid. Oh. He's like that little bit of nug you find in the carpet, and you're like, oh, good. It's just his toe. Yeah,
all your friends would come. All your friends would come. Why are you throwing away all your weed? Hey.
I'm not weed. I'm his roommate.
And I'm pissed off.
Everyone's trying to smoke me. I got burnt hairs all over my body because of you guys. Ridiculous.
Man, dude, you got a pissed off nug. You got a pissed off nug over there in the corner, man. What?
Just an angry nug. That's a good one. I like that one. That's perfect.
All right.
I was going to go
you got
with,
one?
Yeah, I was going to go with Urkel.
Oh, dude.
Steve Urkel. Now, here's...
Go ahead.
The only thing redeeming is that he is smart and he can do kind of cool things. But when he's Urkel... He is just the worst. He's always breaking things. He's coming in, eating all your food. He's hitting on your daughter. Like, Urkel, I think, would be, if I had to hear, "Did I do that?" too many times, I'd end up murdering him. Yeah, it'd be terrible.
He'd have a crush on, I hope you don't have another roommate named Laura.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a crush on her.
Exactly. Laura, did I do that? I swear to God. Urkel, I'm going to put you through the wall. Yeah, exactly. Always asking me for cheese. Screw you, Urkel. You're the worst roommate.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Would you rather have Steve Urkel as a roommate or Pee Wee Herman?
Oh.
That's a tough one. I can't do that.
I don't know. You sound like Barney when you do that from The Simpsons.
Hey, Homer. I can't do Urkel. I don't know why.
I think
Pee-wee.
I think Pee-wee would probably be worse. I think he'd wear on you a lot faster. Like the same thing as their catchphrases. Like, I know you are, but what am I? Like, if he said that a couple times, I'd probably lose it. You know, he's got that weird talking furniture, creepy ass talking furniture. Yeah.
Not to mention, if he had home theater, he'd start masturbating all the time.
Damn it, Pee Wee.
That's what he got in trouble for.
Well, I got guests over. We're trying to have movie night. Put your pants back up.
I can't do it.
I think you should try again. Give me your best Pee Wee right now.
I can't do it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Which fictional character would make the worst roommate? More when we come back.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:50, it's Brockett's Hunter.
Morning, good morning, here we go.
Your Special Light topic of the day today. Which fictional character would make the worst roommate? We got some great answers on Facebook. Dawn said the Wicked Witch of the West. Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
I'll get you, my pretty.
And your little dog, too. Mick, would you just leave the dog out of this, would you? Tony said the clown. Or Pennywise.
Pennywise, a clown. Just any clown in general, you know?
Yeah, that's
true. It's kind of creepy.
That's true. Yeah, really, you could chalk that up as clowns in general Good clowns, bad clowns. That would be creepy to have them. Kyle said Peggy Hill. You kidding me? She's hot, man. I'd love to have her as a roommate.
Peggy Hill?
Peggy Hill's got some cans on her, dude. I don't know. Was she...
some cartoon cans?
She did, man. There's that one episode where she's wearing that, like, the little pink nighty thingy. Hell yeah, dude. All day long. What? Peggy Hill's a babe.
I'm more of a Marge Simpson kind of a guy.
Marge is fine, but it's that voice that I couldn't get behind the whole time, so...
Oh, me.
You are not doing good with your voices today.
Terrible this morning.
Let's see. Anna said Morgan from the TV show Chuck. Yeah, he was pretty bad. I love that show, by the way. Chuck, awesome show. And yeah, Morgan was pretty terrible. Cassie said Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Just not a fan of that show.
Now, once you really focus on how much fate, like all the canned in laughter that they have, it makes it pretty hard to watch. It does. Let's see. Kayla said Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Never sleep.
Yeah, no, you couldn't. You'd just be standing there by your bed like, you want to sleep? Huh? You tired? I'll see you in a few. Dang it, Freddy. Andrea had a great one. The cast of The View. Now, technically, they're nice. Not fictional, but they're pretty much characters, so I'll go with it. That would be terrible.
The View. The
cast of The View.
Just too much of yakking.
A bunch of hens just clucking the whole time. God.
Yeah. Not interested in your view on anything.
Talking about their periods or whatever the hell they talk about. Brandon said Godzilla would be the worst fictional roommate to have. That's true.
Yeah. Let's have a big house, huh?
Yeah, you need a big one there. Or maybe a little baby Godzilla. I don't know. Yeah. Nicholas
baby
said this.
Godzilla.
Nicholas said the screaming yellow lobster. That would be. Yeah. He's real, though. He's not fictional. That's a real guy.
Trust me, I've experienced it. It's terrible. You don't want that thing as a roommate.
Or you could keep him as a roommate and then one day just cook him up, eat him. That would be good. Yeah.
Make a good surf and turf there, boy.
I like Gathright. He said the invisible man.
Oh, man.
That would be a terrible fictional roommate to have. Think about
that new movie. That new movie's crazy, man. The invisible man.
Have you seen the previews or is it actually out?
I saw the movie. Yeah. I believe it's out. Yeah, it was in theaters for a while, and then when COVID happened, I think they released it. But, man, talk about a movie that I didn't expect what was going to happen in that movie. Holy smokes. It's crazy.
You think about it every time you're getting ready, you know, whack it. He's just like, all right, hey, Steve, where are you? Show yourself.
That's what I was thinking the whole time during the movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going to do some quirky things. No. He, like, murders people and, like, puts the knives in other people's hands to make it look like they murdered. Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, he'd be a terrible roommate. Cody had a good one. The worst fictional roommate to have, Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah. What's Jigsaw? Is that the doll or is that the, you want to play a game?
I guess because it is two people, but having that creepy little clown on his little tricycle would be.
That thing is creepy.
Awful. Yeah, and he just because we're playing games, be like, no, I'm not playing your games. It's not like Monopoly, Jigsaw. You always play horrible games.
Right. This game sucks.
It's not shoots and ladders, Jigsaw. Game night is canceled.
Hey, Jigsaw, you got any games where nobody dies in the end? Let's play that one.
No, I don't. All right, well, you're not allowed at game night anymore.
No, jump in this pit of needles.
Jigsaw, it's family game night. What are you doing?
You weirdo.
Put the chainsaw down. I'm not sawing my leg off, Jigsaw. That's not a fun game.
That's the game. You want to play a game? So it was my turn to choose game night. Nobody shows up.
That's how the rules go. If you're not
last week at game night, Jigsaw, nobody made it out.
He's always mad because we always skip over his turn to choose the game for game night.
But my games are the most fun. Yeah, for you.
I don't want to play Scrabble again. Let's play one of my games. No, Jigsaw, knock it off.
We should make a Saw parody. Let's play a game, and it's like legit Battleship. He's over there, you know. B7, A8.
You sank my Battleship.
Wait, nobody's dying? Well, yeah. All right.
Anyway, all right. I think that's good. Let's take a break. We got more of your fictional roommates that are terrible when we come back. Let's play a game.